back. Episode 12, finally. Man.
We out here, sitting, looking at five TVs.
We out here grinding.
Because I'm out here grinding.
So, it's been a while. Long ass while.
Been a little busy.
So, Justin got his new house. Finally, we've been talking about it since I think episode one or two. So, been busy as fuck.
TVs for days now.
Yeah, five TVs, one wall.
Almost posted that shit on our Instagram. I just almost posted the picture. But I was like, I'll wait till a fucking UFC fight comes on.
Yeah, till everything's on.
Yeah, yeah. Just
get
put
it,
all that
gotta
shit.
Gotta get it full bore.
Yeah. But I think the last we talked about, 208 was the last one we talked about. So
yeah.
We got a lot of shit to catch up on. And which 208, I think, was, so that was right after Rousey. That was right after Rousey fought Nunes.
Yeah.
Right? So we've had a couple boring-ass pay-per-views.
We have had some shitty pay-per-views. We've had some good fights, but some bad pay-per-views.
Yeah. Let's talk about the last one. Let's talk about DC.
Yeah, man.
Because that's the most controversial right now.
That should not have been a pay-per-view card, man.
Nope. Should have been free.
Yeah, star power-wise, especially.
Should have been free.
And nobody likes DC. I'm sorry.
It had potential. It did. But then the Musasi-Weidman fight getting stopped. Threw a wrench in it.
Yeah, so most of the card was good. Then we got to the co-main and main, and weird just got weirder.
Shit just went down.
So we had the legal, illegal knees by Musasi on Weidman.
I still don't even know if that was legal or illegal. I think the first one was
legal.
No,
they were both legal.
They were?
Because before the knee made contact with his head on the second one,
his hand came up.
The hand came up because Musasi.
That's what I was trying to figure out.
Musasi was pulling him up to throw the knee, and the fingers came off the ground before the knee landed.
That's what I was trying to
figure
out.
So it was legal.
Because I thought that maybe on the second one, that the knee hitting him brought his hand up. I thought the impact of the knee made his hand come up.
Musasi
but either way,
was pulling down and then yanking up to throw the knee.
Either way, I lost a lot of respect for Weidman right after that. Because he sat there.
Yeah, he played the card.
And he fucking milked the 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. And he was like, I'm hurt.
Yep.
I can't fight.
Just,
and then when they said it was legal, he was like, what? I can fight. I was like, oh, dude.
Everybody, that's the worst thing you could do. They play it up because they want to get a point taken.
Yep.
And then that just, it doesn't look good.
Yeah.
And in a situation like that, that's what fucked him.
Yeah. I thought it was pretty funny, the Matt Serra, I heard the Matt Serra voiceover in the background.
Yeah.
And he's like, he didn't know what the date was. He's like, he never knows what the fucking day is. He never knows what the fucking date is. Oh, man.
Yeah. I don't know. I have a couple different things I would say you could do there, but I really don't know which one's the right one. So I think the most fair to Weidman would have been to restart it with Musasi in the same position, the front headlock, Weidman both bent over with both hands on the ground.
But since they're in New York.
Or what they did, stop it.
Yep.
Because he hit the ground and acted like he couldn't continue when they stopped it. So
TKO.
That's the TKO.
That's TKO, which is
But
great.
If you're going to do anything else, I think they would have had to have started in the same position. And I'm only giving them that because of all the controversy over them using the instant replay and blah, blah, blah.
How shitty is it to lose your last two fights the same exact way?
Dude,
did
you see the picture?
The same exact move.
Did you see the picture? There's a picture of the last three fights of him on his fucking knees with his mouthpiece half hanging out and the blood on his face in the same fucking position losing all three fights. It's pretty sad. Yeah.
If I were him, I'd hang it up. Those three TKOs in a row, and you're at the bottom. Now you're at the bottom of the pile, right? You're not going to get a top contender. You can't give him a top contender.
It's going to take him a year.
Yeah.
Three solid fights, hard, you know, good wins.
Yeah.
In order to get back to where he was at.
I'd say he fights like Derek Brunson or somebody like that. Like,
yeah.
He's got to go even lower than Musasi.
Yeah, and the problem is unless he goes to other older guys,
right.
If he's going for the young guns that are on their way up, that's even riskier for him. Yep. Then he becomes the stepping stone.
He's just going to Bellator.
When his contract's up, I guess.
Go to Bellator and rock the fucking middleweight division over there. That's what he should do.
Could.
Or they asked him, they go, "You want? Why don't you move up to light heavyweight?" He goes, "Nah, I don't. I'm a middleweight. I'm like, "Yeah, but if you move up to light heavyweight, you might have a shot at the fucking better shot at the title because the actually light heavyweight's stacked.
Look at the size of the people light in light heavyweight, yeah, though, dude.
He'd get fucked. You're right. He'd get fucked.
Yeah, he's not.
Kind of surprised just, Yoel Romero doesn't go up to light heavyweight. That, he should be light heavyweight.
Yeah, serious.
That dude fucking.
But he's short though. He's not that tall.
Yeah, yeah. But the power, dude. And then so, DC, dude, oh, that Rumble disappointed the fuck out of you in that fight.
So let's get to DC first. Let's talk about Towelgate before we fucking get in there. So what DC did, he was 1.2 pounds overweight for a championship fight, went backstage for 2 minutes and 20 seconds, came back and made 205 even. But if you look at the pictures, in the second one, he's using an old wrestling trick where he's got both of his hands on the towel, and you push up on the towel a little bit. It's like, you know, a couple percent of his body weight has lifted up, and he can see where the scale's at and made 205.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not saying that's what
happened.
He
jumped off. The second it said 205, he jumped off that thing so quick.
And I'm not saying that's what happened, but that's what it fucking looked like happened, and that's an old wrestler's trick. And he happens to be an old wrestler.
That's what fucking happened. So that's exactly what happened.
Rumble is appealing that.
Yeah.
We were just talking about this before the podcast started. So Rumble's appealing not the loss, not that DC beat him, not that he wants the title stripped, none of that shit. He wants DC to answer for how the hell that happened.
20% of his purse.
Yeah, exactly. 20% he should get fined, and Rumble should have gotten 20% of his purse.
20% of his purse. That's the rules. Yep, I agree.
And I know that. I'm sure they bent the rules to make that fight happen or you know, look the other way, whatever you want to call it. Now, Towelgate aside, the fight itself, you're right, man. I don't know. So Rumble retired after, and then the fight made a little bit more sense. Because why you would want to wrestle with probably the best wrestler in the UFC, I just don't understand. He expended all of his energy taking him down twice.
Yeah, well, I don't know what he's trying to prove there. I really don't.
And
even if you get him to the ground, you got to keep him on the ground.
Yeah, which that's obviously did not happen. He wasted all his energy.
Twice as much strength to keep him down than it does to take him down.
If you're Rumble and you're going to waste your energy, do it being swinging, the heaviest-handed guy
swinging for the fences
in the lightweight division.
I thought he was going to come out swinging for the fucking fences. I thought he was just going to start throwing bombs and hopefully one line.
I don't know if he was afraid of the same thing that happened last time happening, which it did. It wasn't as exciting because he wore himself out wrestling instead of throwing punches.
Happened even faster, too.
Yeah.
Second round, was it?
Yeah.
Fuck.
So.
But what's crazy is the little bit he did throw, he managed to break DC's nose with a late kick. So if he actually would have went all out, he might have had a shot.
Yeah.
He already broke the dude's nose. You already rattled him. You know?
I have a theory on that. I'm not saying it's true. So my theory is he retired right after. He's going into a different business. It hasn't been announced yet. I heard rumors of NFL, not playing in the NFL, but working for the NFL.
The LA Rams or something.
But I'm wondering if he was retiring for head injuries. What if he got knocked out in practice before that fight? Or what if his wife, if he got knocked out in practice and his wife is like, you know, you can't have this anymore. Because he fought like he didn't want to get hit.
Yep.
He was, you know, the clinch up against the cage in safe positions, like he didn't want to exchange with DC, even though he's the one with more power.
Right.
So I'm wondering if it was a head injury thing or, you know, he already knew he was going to quit after that fight. Why take damage? Why take the head injuries? You know, why go out on my sword kind of thing?
And his coaches fucking peaced out on him right after the fight. They were pissed. They were so fucking mad that he didn't follow with the game plan.
Yeah.
They took off. And then didn't know he was going to retire right then and there in the cage.
Yeah.
So they were nowhere around when he said, "Where are my coaches at?" And they were like, "I'm fucking pissed off at you, dude, for not doing what you've been practicing every day. Every day you knew
being
what
the
game plan was.
Being the scariest striker in the UFC.
And then you get in and you had something backup plan your whole time and you don't tell your coaches, I'd be fucking pissed too. I'd be super fucking pissed.
Yeah.
I'd be like, dude, this is the game plan every day for fucking 4 months, and then you just change it on us? Like,
it's just plain weird.
Yeah.
It was a weird situation. You know, I think his head wasn't in it. His heart wasn't in that fight.
Yeah.
He didn't come to fight that night.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it was because he was wanting to play it safe.
Yeah. People are blaming the coaches. I blame him. I blame him, man. If I was one of the coaches, I'd be like, you know what, dude? Here's the money you paid me to fucking coach you because, you know, just, you didn't do anything we did. We trained to do.
And, yeah.
You know.
Well, obviously, I'm not going to give up that money. But that's his fucking problem.
Yeah. Fuck, man. That's crazy. I was really hoping we could see that dude lose. And
yeah. At least he got his nose broke.
Yeah. But you know what? He doesn't look, to me, DC doesn't look like a dominant champion to me. I just don't get that from him. I feel like he hasn't been tested. All these people he's been fighting haven't really tested him. You know what I mean?
But that's got to say something, too, though. If he's fighting the best in the world and not being tested, you know?
Yeah.
Other than Jones.
Right.
You know, Jones pushed him to the brink and managed to edge out a decision.
I think John Jones will finish him. I really do. I think that John Jones has come. They think Ring Rust. I think he's come far from where he is. They fought the first time.
Do you think that's?
I think DC looks worse than he did when he fought John Jones the first time. I thought he looked really good there. I think he felt when I watched him against Rumble, I was like, dude, this doesn't look. And he barely made weight too.
Yeah.
Who knows if he even makes weight for the John Jones fight?
Do you think that's the next fight?
Yeah.
That's the fight you have to make, right?
Have to. And they were saying, I saw some Dana White saying that John Jones won't be ready until after International Fight Week. But I looked it up. And he's actually eligible, because it says the 5th to the 8th is International Fight Week.
Okay.
And I looked it up online, and it said that after July 6th, John Jones is eligible to fight. Well, there's the 7th and the 8th. It's Friday and Saturday.
But what's that's Friday and Saturday.
Yeah.
So that's the fight card then.
So he's eligible. So I don't know why Dana White said that he thought it was the week afterwards, because I looked it up and it says that he's suspended until the 6th.
Okay.
So the 7th, so he's a free man to fight.
That could be the fight then there.
Yep.
International Fight Week, John Jones return.
Will DC pull some bullshit? Oh, you know, my knee.
Well, he doesn't want to fight John Jones again.
I broke my nose in that fight, so.
He doesn't want that fight. He doesn't want to fight Jones again. And part of it, I think, is because he doesn't want to lose again.
Yeah.
But part of it also is he thinks that he doesn't deserve it. And yeah, he fucked up, but as far as spots in line, he's got the spot in line. And I don't want to see Jimmy Manoa versus fucking DC. I don't want to see that fight.
And it doesn't sell. It says it's not gonna sell.
No.
It's not gonna sell tickets.
You put that as the co-main on the Demetrius Johnson card for free.
Yeah.
That's where that fucking belongs.
That ain't gonna sell tickets. Everybody wants to see, you gotta have Jones on International Fight Week. You gotta have him. He's got to. That has to be the big fight. DC,
that's
John Jones, too.
That's the only hat trick the UFC has to sell a bunch of tickets and pay-per-views on
weekend. Find a way to get Cyborg, GDR to fight Cyborg, and put that on there. Put DC versus Jones 2 on there. And Bisping and GSP.
That's the only.
That would be the sickest.
That's the only star power they got right now.
Yeah.
That's the best they could do.
Yep.
That really is the best they could do. Without McGregor, without Rousey, that's the best they're going to be able to do.
Speaking of Rousey, I don't know if it's true or not, but I read that she's training with some new coaches.
She got a new, it was just for one facet. I forgot. I think it was just a new boxing coach or something like that.
Oh, so
it was just,
so
she's still at that camp. Yeah.
She's still with Edmund.
Yes.
But Travis Brown left Edmund.
He should. Yeah, but way too late, man.
Yeah.
He left Edmonds after getting...
Too many losses.
What, 4 losses in a row or some shit like that?
All knockouts. All TKOs
so
and knockouts.
Bad, dude.
Yeah. Yep.
As soon as he got with Rousey, man, he's never been the same.
Dude.
Not the same guy.
Because he's not focused on fighting.
No.
He's got Rousey's money to fucking... They can go do whatever they want with Rousey's money.
Yep.
He doesn't gotta worry about that grind, you know?
Plus, they're...
You wake up in the morning, you're not thinking about that. Oh, I got to fucking be the champion.
Plus,
the...
going from a better camp into Edmund's camp,
yep.
He's not improving. He actually has gotten worse. He needs to go somewhere and sharpen that sword, or he needs to stop.
Edmund's definitely not a boxing coach.
So. And that's what he is.
Yeah.
He is a boxing coach. But he's not that level of a boxing coach.
Uh-huh. And with Rousey's money, I'm surprised she didn't bring in some dope dude. Some badass.
Mayweather offered. She should have fucking took it.
Yeah, but she was too stubborn because they had beef for a second.
Mm-hmm.
When she was talking about beating him. She was talking about fucking fighting him and beating him.
Yeah, until she got her ass beat. Now I think she realizes she's not that good of a boxer. Yeah.
Fuck.
Holly Holm proved that wrong, but.
And now they announced her and Betch Correa, right?
Yeah.
That's a
tune-up fight for Holly, huh?
If Holm loses that fight.
I think that's why they gave Holm that fight. She's not going to fucking lose that
fight.
If
she did, she's done.
Yeah.
There's no way you can come back from
that.
Yeah,
she shouldn't be fighting if that's the case.
I see her knocking out Correa. She better knock out Correa. It better not be, and it better not go to a decision, and close decision. She's got a finisher.
Do you think Holm had the perfect recipe to beat Rousey? Or do you think that after the loss to Tate, she's just mentally lost something?
Both. I think that she was the first one to discover that Rousey pushes forward.
She was the one that just exposed it
but
in public.
As a champion, like, I still think that the champion should never be the one to come. Like, you got to come to the champion.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like Dominic Cruz fucked that up too. He came to Cody every time. He kept pushing forward to Cody, and Cody was just countering. You know, that's all Holm did. She just countered everything that Rousey came with, and just Rousey had no striking game against a fucking kickboxer, man. Like, she just played. She just got too
played right into it.
Yeah, she got, you know, when you fucking start submitting everybody to arm bars.
Not only did she have the number, but she exposed her to everybody else.
Yeah. Yeah, and then the Misha date exposed Holly Holm that she doesn't have ground game. Then the Holly
good
Holm,
enough ground
yeah,
game.
They got the Holly Holm's fucking head to where, like, she's like, fuck. People could beat me on the ground.
I feel like in the fights since the Tate loss, she hasn't been herself, like, in her head. I don't think she's been the same. And I think a tune-up fight, which is what I'll call her fighting Correa, because Cole Betch is, she's just not championship level.
That's the ass.
I call that
ass fight.
Yeah. I call that a tune-up fight, and I think that will be a confidence booster for Holly.
Yeah.
And hopefully push her in the right direction. But yeah, if she loses that's it. She should be done.
Yeah. I'm just excited for the weigh-in.
Booty shorts.
Booty
on the scale.
Versus booty. Whose ass is bigger?
On the face-off.
Yeah, the face-off. Yeah, Betch Correa's face-off is. Oh. Her face, she's always got that, like, fucking dirty face. Like,
yep. So, new Star Wars trailer came out today.
Man. That's so weird. Like, this is a random date for that to come out.
Yeah.
They picked it, you know? Like, you think, like, Super Bowl. I thought Super Bowl that was going to be coming out. I thought something.
It was definitely a light teaser.
Yeah.
There wasn't a lot given away in it. That you wouldn't expect already.
Right.
Like, we already knew Luke was going to train her, you know, but.
I think that was Snoke talking in the trailer, too.
Yeah.
I think it was him talking about, he was asking her, what do you see? And she's like, I see light, I see dark, I see the balance. And then he said, what needs to happen is the last of the Jedi. We need to be rid of the Jedi. And then you saw Luke at the end of the tunnel and shit. And so, there's a lot of questions pop up from that trailer, man. Like, you know, I don't know.
That's the point of it, though. It's the first trailer. It's a teaser.
It's a big
teaser. They want
a
bunch of questions to arise out of it and leave all those open ends.
I'm like, was that the back of Leia that we saw at the command center part when she's like looking at the screen? It looked like the back of Leia.
Yeah,
I don't know.
It did.
She's got to be in it. And
yep.
I'm pretty sure they shot all her parts before she passed away. I think they got everything they needed to get before that happened, because I think the movie is done by the time she passed away.
Yeah, it's probably just editing.
Yeah. But, so it's... I'm thinking they're probably going to have to, like, blow up the ship she's on, because they have to kill her character off. Have to. You know?
Yeah. Or they could do it in another movie or something
to where...
I'm sure they have enough footage they can do it whenever.
So I could see how Luke, like, loses it over that, right?
Oh, yeah.
And then just fucking...
Comes in hot.
Comes in hot and fucking just slices the motherfuckers' heads off.
Blasters blazing.
No! I just can't wait to see that dude's saber, like, the saber come out. and just like swing that thing at something, dude. I'm just like pumped for that.
We got Guardians coming up too.
Oh, Guardians 2. I think that and Star Wars will be the two biggest of the year.
Yeah. Guardians, I think, is going to be huge. Although, Deadpool 2, right?
Is it this year?
I thought so. Is it?
I don't know. I know they have the trailer for when we.
Yeah.
For Logan, they showed the trailer for it.
Yep.
That'd be badass if it comes out this year.
Oh, I'm pretty upset.
We got Wonder Woman, and we got Justice League.
I was looking into tickets for opening day of Guardians of the Galaxy and realized that I'm having knee surgery the day before it comes out. So. On May 4th.
Yeah.
So I will not be going to the theater to watch that one, which sucks. Blows.
Because I already bought the tickets, too. So.
You already bought tickets for it?
We got the email, man. I jumped on that. As soon as I get those emails, dude. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Like, I'm like.
Yeah, I got the email and looked at the date and was like, well.
Yep.
Looks like I'm not coming. I'm going to be down for a couple weeks, but hopefully. After I heal up, it'll be better than it's... My knee will be better than it's been in the last decade,
We'll just sit the handicapped seats, bro. We'll be all right.
We'll use
those handicapped seats.
I don't want to get in and out of the fucking car with the immobilizer the day after my surgery. That doesn't sound like fun.
Just roll you down the stretcher.
Roll you
on the stretcher in the aisle.
Yeah. Still on the anesthesia.
Yeah. Still paging. Some popcorn in this bitch.
He'll be fine.
Thor. See the Thor trailer?
No, I haven't.
Oh, dude. I can't fucking tell you about it. You gotta watch it. It's fucking sick.
I'm gonna have to get on that.
It's dope. Got a little bit of little Hulk in there. Little Hulk smash in there.
Well, let's talk a little bit about training. So, are you still doing your intermittent fasting?
Yep.
And how's it going?
It's working. It's really working for me. Because if I cheat on my diet, if I don't eat perfectly healthy, it's okay because my body goes into this fasting mode to where it's burning fat all day long.
Yep.
And it doesn't matter what it is, it's burning fat. Because 20 hours I'm going without eating. My body's trained now.
You're still doing the same hours?
Yeah, I'm still doing the same hours. So it's usually from 4 to 8 or 5 to 9. It depends. I switch it up sometimes. But it's around those hours. And then,
training's still good? Have you adjusted more now?
So now, I don't go as heavy, and I don't go every day.
Yeah.
Because with the fasting, you don't need to work out every day.
No,
With this diet. So they recommend 3 days a week, but I like to go 4 just because I can do some touch-up stuff. Like, I just hit some of the body parts that I want to. You know, I want more definition from.
Yeah.
And it works, man. I mean, the whole time I'm in the gym working out, I'm like super lean and I'm super defined. And, you know, my body's still burning fat while I'm in the gym too. So it's just like puts it in overdrive, you know. And then when I do eat, all the muscles fill up.
Yeah.
So during that 4 hour feeding window, my muscles just fill up. And I like it. I've gotten used to not eating breakfast. You know?
Yeah.
It's not. Now if I eat breakfast, I'm like, oh, I feel like shit now.
Yeah. I tend to get a little nauseous when I start eating breakfast because I'm so used to not eating breakfast. Like I'll warm up the food on days where I have breakfast and I just kind of, like I get that, the saliva under the tongue and I'm like, do I really want to eat this right now?
Yeah.
Like it's weird how your body gets used to it.
And I'm fucking my shit up too because my body's like, dude, what are you doing giving us food right now? We're not supposed to eat.
Yeah.
So it really throws my whole everything out of whack. My body gets really confused. So
what I've been doing like 2 to 3 days a week, just like circuits and kettlebell work. Very little dumbbell or like cable exercises. I'll throw a few of those in there too, but mostly circuits and kettlebells. And I've been working on my shoulder joints and my neck, and just you know, it's all fucked up. And I got a long road to recovery, but I'm on that road. I'm able to train better than I have been able to in the last like 2 years. And then with the knee surgery, once I'm recovered from that, that'll be a big one too. Cause I'm limited on quite a lot of movements, and I'm actually back to wearing my big bulky knee brace cause my ACL's gotten so weak.
Yeah. I've really altered leg day too, just because I want to avoid any kind of injuries.
Injuries,
yeah. Back injuries too. So, I mean, I'm like at my age, I'm in my 30s, I don't need to be squatting.
Yeah.
There's no point. I'm not going to compete. I'm not, you know, I'm not going for, you know, that bodybuilder physique look.
Yeah.
I'm just want to be proportionate with the rest of my body. So I don't need to squat. I don't need to deadlift. I don't need to do those crazy powerlifting type moves.
I've been doing a lot of those movements, but with kettlebells.
Yeah.
That's okay. I'm not putting 500 pounds on myself like strain. I was yeah. before. Yeah.
Yeah. You don't got to use a weight yeah. belt on. You don't put a weight belt on for kettlebells.
Throwing 10 plates on the hex bar yeah. and doing fucking deadlifts and squats with it.
It's really pointless. Yeah. It's really pointless if you just want to get a nice looking physique.
I can't pinpoint what actually injured my neck. You know, it's been probably close yeah. about 2 years now. But I almost guarantee you it was squatting heavy, deadlifting heavy, or overhead pressing heavy.
Yep.
Because I can think of separate times where I was getting pains in that area where my neck is now fucked doing that. But
Now my favorite leg exercise is hamstring exercise, which it was always leg extensions. I would always just do leg extensions yep. the most. But now it's the lion leg curls. The lion leg curls.
Yeah.
That's now my favorite leg exercise.
That's the ass blaster 5000 right there.
Yeah, abs and ass fucking just yep. gets real, you know. And I get stronger other shit doing that stuff too, you know.
I've been doing a lot of isolation stuff, like balancing on the Bosu ball and doing straight leg deadlifts and squats with kettlebells and stuff. So, you know, gets them legs shaking. You get all those stabilizing muscles and stuff. And it's almost no weight. You know, I've got a 20 kilo or whatever kettlebell, one in each hand or just one.
Yep.
And by the end of the workout, you walk out like I just did a hardcore, like, bodybuilding leg day.
Nice.
That's how I feel when I leave.
Nice.
But without putting my joints under that kind of stress. I know it's not the same result, but I feel like I've expended that amount of energy. I feel like I'm building up stabilizing muscles that I've let slack for long periods of time. So I just want to get my body to work for me, not to conform to any kind of goal where I want to be this big. I just want to feel good.
Right.
I want to get through my day pain-free, which is a odd goal for a 35-year-old to have, but that's my fucking goal. I want to wake up in the morning and not have my neck and back hurt, not have my knee popping and cracking and shit.
These 20-year-olds, they got a hard lesson to learn, man, because...
I fucking learned it the hard way. They can learn it the fucking hard way, too.
They're in there doing some crazy, stupid shit, and, you know, they're coming up to me, and they're like, dude, you don't do this, you don't do that. I'm like, no,
I'll tell you
fucking why I don't do it and why you shouldn't do it, you know?
Dude,
it doesn't hurt you now, but it's going to hurt you later.
I had to stop this little fat kid at my gym. He was doing the leg press, the lying leg press, and he had his knees going way past his ankle, past his toes even.
Shit.
He's way out here. And locking his legs out like that too. So I stopped him in between sets and I showed him the video of that girl flamingoing her knees backwards doing that on the leg press. And I was like, don't ever let your legs be in that position with that kind of weight on there. And I was like, and for two, you don't need that kind of weight on there, period. I was like, you know, take two of those plates off, put your knees in the right position, and try that again.
Yeah. And these guys go that heavy, but then they're eating salads and shit, and they're not eating, you know, you're not going to grow. Your legs aren't going to grow if you're not you're not eating the amount of food.
So many people, like, there's a lot of gym nutritionists. I just did some air bunnies there for you, some air quotes. The gym nutritionists that still harp on the low-fat diets.
Yep.
And they'll have these guys on no fat and low carbs and expecting them to put up weight. Yeah. Your body's just cannibalizing itself all the time, and you're not gonna have the strength to do that. Plus, with those low-fat diets, you cut out good saturated fat and good fats. That's the building blocks for your testosterone. Yeah. You need
Not unless you want that gorilla piss.
Yeah, exactly. Then you can process anything. You get some Mexican supplements, that's a different story.
You can do anything you want.
Yeah, you can eat whatever. But, yeah, you get these guys that just are pushing themselves to the limit without fueling their body with the right stuff.
Yeah.
It's crazy. But, yeah, like you said, that they got that Wolverine shit like we had, where you just keep healing and healing and healing, yep. And then one day that shit stops.
Nope. What's gonna, and they're going to wonder, what the fuck happened?
Yeah.
You know?
And
you know, these guys, they're going out and drinking every night, too. I mean, they're
like
really,
we used to?
Yeah. Every fucking, I'm like talking to some of these guys. I'm like, yeah, man, I'm fucking, you know, fucking hungover. I've been drinking for the last 4 days in a row. And I'm just like, dude, just get some years on you, bro. You're not going to be able to do that shit
yeah.
no more.
That shit doesn't fly.
No.
Yeah. It gets harder and harder.
Fuck yeah. So, but no, but the diet's been working out, and I'm just going to keep... my plan is to keep doing it as long as it works. When it stops working,
yep.
then I'm going to try something else.
Yeah, so I've been doing the intermittent fasting and really low carb all week long, and then cheat on the weekends.
Yeah.
And then during the week, as far as the intermittent fasting, the only thing I've changed up is mornings after I've worked out, I'll have breakfast. And like I said, sometimes, man, it makes me nauseous, but I know I need the fuel at that time because
yeah.
I can feel it in my body.
Yeah,
I need to feed.
You gotta have that refeed.
Especially with not having
yeah.
the carbs.
Right.
So
nice refeed day.
Yeah. So on that day.
Yeah, everything just pops. All the definition, all
yep.
the muscles really.
So the day after I'll have a breakfast, even if it's something small, I'll have something for breakfast,
yeah.
and then my body's got food to burn during the day, and then the next day I won't train and I'll go back to low carb intermittent fast.
One thing I had to do too, man, because I was losing some motivation, and I'm like, fuck, like I need to get remotivated on you know, looking the way I want to look and everything as far as like the definition, the muscles. It's because you're always focusing on the overall look. You're focusing on every muscle group. I'm like, you know what? Let me just focus on getting my shoulders the way I want them right now. Let me just give myself one goal at a time here. Instead of like trying so hard to get the whole fucking
yeah.
thing, I'm like, let me just get the shoulders a little wider. Let me just concentrate on the shoulders for a while. And then, boom, I hit that goal. I get my shoulders looking the way I want. Then I move on to the next thing. You know what I mean?
What I think has made the big change for me with kind of improving my mobility and what I'm able to do is my style of warm up. So I can warm up my muscles in 15 minutes easily, even less, and feel good. You know, I'll go through a quick circuit, and so I have some movements that I like to do, and you know, get the body warmed up. I don't like to stretch before, I like to warm up before. But that wasn't enough because my body is already fucked up.
Yeah.
So what I've been doing before I go to the gym, we've been going at night. And so I'll spend a good 30 to 45 minutes before we go on the lacrosse ball and foam roller. And I'm just digging in my neck and shoulders with the lacrosse ball, breaking up the years of shit from my neck being, the bulging discs have ruined the muscle. So it's starting to get improvements by doing that. And that's helped with my motivation to do it. Because it's hard to spend 45 minutes before you go to the gym doing something. It's hard to have that motivation.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I could get a workout in 45 minutes.
Right.
And I'm just sitting there, you know, laying on a lacrosse ball and rolling on a foam roller. And then I have to go do that.
Yeah.
But now that I'm seeing the improvements and the results of doing that, it's a good motivation to keep me doing it. And it's actually been working because now I'll do that warm up and loosen everything up to a point where when I'm in the gym, I feel how I should feel in the gym. I pay for it the next day, but I'm able to train the way I want to be able to train. And that's a good thing. And that's a good start on the road to recovery.
Nice.
And then with the knee surgery, I'll have enough downtime. I'm going to spend a lot of my time trying to free up that stuff, man. I got nothing else to do but lay around on painkillers. Might as well lay on a lacrosse ball on painkillers and dig in that neck and get in there.
Get that shit rehabbed.
Yep.
Gotta do
it. As best I can.
Oh, yeah. I'm getting older now too, man. I'm starting to feel shit.
You're starting to catch up.
I'm starting
up.
To feel the aches and pains, bro.
We got one of the babies in the group, Brad, just turned 30.
Damn.
Yep, Brad just turned.
I thought he was older than that.
Mm-mm. Yeah, Brad, he came to work for me at 20 and just turned 30.
Wow.
Yeah.
10 years.
Yep. And I actually got a call. I was on just getting ready to leave for here. He broke his collarbone snowboarding this weekend.
No.
Yeah. So he had done that at like 19, I think, on the left side and has a titanium plate. Broke the fucking right sides.
No.
Both snowboarding.
Way.
Both in Mammoth.
What?
Yeah. Over a decade apart, man. But both sides. I'm like, so do you get a bionic collarbone now? Because you're going to have titanium on both sides. Might as well just replace it with a fucking titanium rod.
Jesus.
But it'll be interesting to see from being a 19-year-old fucking Wolverine healer versus 30, difference in healing.
It's a huge difference.
So, yeah, he's got to have surgery when he comes back tomorrow.
Damn.
Yep.
Collarbone's a tough one to break, too, because...
There's nothing you can do.
Nothing.
They put you in that brace, and that's it.
That's what happened to mine.
Well, they...
When I broke mine.
His... Because it completely separated on the other side, they put a titanium plate and screwed it together. And I think that's what they're going to do to this side, too.
Damn.
But fucked his shit.
Man, the snowboarding. I bet he's still going to go back.
Yep.
He'll still do it again.
Still going to go back.
He'll still do it again.
Hey, what are you going to break now? You got plates on both sides.
You got plates. Indestructible. I'm indestructible, man.
So... We have a studio now. However, that shit's empty as fuck.
We don't got no furniture.
And we don't want to sit on the floor, so we're going to have to go...
Floor cast.
So we're going to start doing some shopping and hook that shit up. We'll put some pictures up on the website and on the Instagram doing progress pics, and I'm excited to get that shit going, but I have a... couple different money pits at the moment right now, and Justin just sank all his money into this money pit.
A lot
of
money pits.
So buying's going to be a little slower than we'd like it to be, but we're going to get a table and chairs and get in there real soon.
It'd be nice to have the actual camera set up.
Yeah, then we'll be able to set up camera.
Do a video podcast. Yeah. And to start getting these things on YouTube. So people could just go to YouTube and we could see how many, then we could track how many views we're getting too. Because we don't know.
Things are moving slower than we want them to, or slower than expected, but life happens. We're on our way.
Yep.
Shit's going to happen. It's just going to happen eventually.
We'll promise not to. Episode 13 won't take too long.
Hopefully.
Hopefully.
Yeah. The space in between, life happens, man. But
yeah. Well, it's all right. This is a fun hobby for us to do, and, you know, constantly got new content rolling out to go off of. That's the cool thing.
Yeah.
But.
Well, let's wrap this baby up.
Hopefully our next one will be out of the studio.
Yes, sir.
So you guys better stay tuned.
F-Bomb Radio, we out.
We out.